morning. It's the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. The headlines: the Democratic Labour Party chides government for not presenting a plan to address rising unemployment. A child's rights advocate agrees with government's decision to remove wandering from the statute books. And the United States approves the trials of the AstraZeneca vaccine. I'm Keith Goddard. The details to the news just ahead. The vice president of the Democratic Labour Party has knocked the Mayor Motley-led administration for not providing the country with a roadmap to address high unemployment during the estimates debate. Ryan Walters says government's policy suggests that it's not focused on creating jobs nor diversifying the economy, which he stresses greatly needed at this time.
The basis for the estimates was quite contrary to what I just described. It was as though it's business as usual. There were no initiatives to really say that we are comfortable that in short order we can have at least 7,000 or 8,000 persons back up to work, earning an income and starting to take care of themselves and their families. To further cement that, what you have is a clear indication that the government is really not diversifying our economy. You're saying the usual business as usual. We're going to repair some roads, we're going to build some houses, and we're going to be okay. But this is a far cry from where we have to be as a country, and our goal.
Mr. Walters made the charge during the DLP panel discussion on the 2021-2022 estimates. Meantime, DLP spokesman on the environment, Andre Worrell, is calling on government for an update on the South Coast sewage project.
We have not yet fixed the problem with the South Coast sewage project. We just introduced a temporary measure which is working, but the sewage is still being pumped into Graham Hall, and then you also have the exit out into the sea. You need to talk about the upgrading of the South Coast sewage project to develop a tertiary plant.
It's the DLP spokesman on the environment, Andre Worrell. Child rights advocate Faith Marshall-Harris is giving government the thumbs-up for its decision to remove the offence of wandering off the statute books. At the weekend, Home Affairs Minister Wilfred Abrams said Cabinet had agreed that it would no longer be considered an offence. Marshall-Harris tells Starcom Network News this is a step in the right direction in addressing issues facing children.
It's late in coming, but it has come, and I feel that now is the time to address all these matters for children. Most children who wander because they are running from something at home. The girls are actually overrepresented in the statistics for juveniles who wander away from home. And I think there's been enough analysis to tell us that this is because they're often running from abuse, and sometimes specifically sexual abuse at home. And of course, when they report it, they're not believed. Some of them have been abused, and as a result of that abuse, continue to seek that gratification outside of the home.
Child rights advocate Faith Marshall-Harris. Government's plan to alter the employment status of senior public sector workers will be a priority for the National Union of Public Workers. The assurance from President Akande McDowell while addressing the start of a Public Workers Week service at the St. George Parish Church yesterday. Mr. McDowell noted that the NUPW remains firm in its efforts to fight injustices against its workers.
Despite these challenging times, the union has accomplished much, even more significant in the context of the pandemic. We vigorously negotiated with government to ensure that the BOSS program was voluntary and not forced as originally proposed. We have been able to make some headway in improving the lives of public servants. By ensuring all public officers were appointed, we are still in the process of addressing who fell outside those specific set of criteria used. There is now a policy put forward by the union that provides the framework for flexible working arrangements and working from at home. High on the agenda moving forward is a discussion about altering the senior public service posts and the implications for public officers.
And that's President of the National Union of Public Workers, Akande McDowell. Tributes continue to pour in for athletic coach Frank Blackman, who passed away over the weekend at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Olympic bronze medalist Obadiele Thompson, speaking to Starcom Network News from his home in the United States, said Mr. Blackman will be greatly missed.
I had a lot of success on the track. Blackie was definitely someone who motivated me, who pushed me, not just physically, but mentally. He was very big into being a student of the craft. Even before I left Barbados to go on athletic scholarship, my time with Blackie was life-changing. Hearing Blackie's stories and encouragement really let me find my place as a Caribbean sprinter.
Barbados gold medalist in the 110-meter hurdles at the 2009 World Championships, Ryan Brathwaite, also commented on his passing.
He was a great coach, mentor, and legend to many in the sports fraternities. And for me, in track and field, a person who was a great motivator in terms of sports and track and field. And seeing him with Obadeli and getting that passion with Cormier School, pushing them, it saddens me that, you know, great people who have been around sports will never be forgotten.
And former president of the Athletics Association of Barbados, Ambassador Noah Lynch, also paid tribute to the coach.
I don't believe there's any other coach that would have dedicated the time and the effort that Frank Blackman gave to developing the youth of our country. If you were an elite athlete at any level, CORIFTA Games, Pan American, CSC, Commonwealth Olympics, you would have passed through Blackie's hands. The names of those people who are on that list reads like a who's who of track and field in Barbados. But all in all, Frank Blackman used his talent and his acumen to guide student athletes. And Blackie constantly emphasized that you had to be a student athlete, a student of the sport overall, that you had to do very well in your academics if you were to excel in the sport.
That's former president of the Athletics Association of Barbados, Ambassador Noah Lynch. There were 18 new cases of COVID-19 recorded on Saturday. They were found after the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory conducted 422 tests. The 18 comprise of 8 men and 10 women. Health officials also report that 28 people have recovered and were discharged from isolation, leaving the number of cases there at 182. The president of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Alistair Alexander, is encouraging his membership of over 500 to get COVID-19 vaccinated. Mr. Alexander, who received a jab yesterday, stressed that it was important for all Barvin vendors given that they're constantly in contact with the public. He also believes that having the vaccine would ensure that they can continue to work if the country had to face another lockdown.
We can be either part of the problem or part of the solution. And I am encouraging all of Barvin members to join us and to be part of the solution. And it is very important that we as frontline workers protect ourselves and that we also protect the public. Let me say that to my members, understand that if you are immunized and there is some type of lockdown or pause, you are in a position to ask government to allow you to continue to work. So it's very, very important.
That's President of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Alistair Alexander. Trials in the United States of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine have confirmed that it's safe and effective. No one who received the jab became seriously ill, and it proved nearly 80% effective at stopping symptomatic cases of the disease.
Dozens of countries have already approved the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine, and tens of millions of doses have been given. But the United States had always said it would wait for results from trials held there before deciding whether to use the vaccine. These findings should make that inevitable. Around 20% of participants were over 65, and the vaccine provided as much protection to them as to younger age groups. There were no safety issues regarding blood clots.
That report from the BBC. A recap of the headlines. The Democratic Labour Party chides government for not presenting a suitable plan to address rising unemployment during the estimates debate. A child rights advocate agrees with government's decision to remove wandering as an offence from the statute books. And the United States approves trials of the AstraZeneca vaccine. The top stories in the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good morning.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30.